Blog Talk Radio.
The True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live, Yahweh's Radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahweh's Radio, Yahweh's Ministry, Yahweh's Radio. I be your host by name, your Seer, Israel of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mystery, the Deep Dark Sands of the Bible, part number 10, live broadcast, and Yahweh be with you all. Got a memo that the elder will be a few minutes late, and he'll tell you all about the broadcast. So what we'll do, we just see what we can get going on until our elder come in and tell us about the broadcast. So we don't know where we're going, but let's see who's going to be on stage for the night. So far, we got one of the young lions. He's ready to go. So let's see, can we bring the young lion in, and we just... throw a few verses on the table, and when the elder come in, we'll stop it and let him take over from there. All right, Young Lion, Brother Micaiah, Tribe of Yahdah Judah, up and coming teacher out of Camp 1, Yahweh beat to that scene right. Brother Titus, Tribe of Yahdah Judah, Yahweh beat to that scene right.
Yahweh bless you there.
Prayer.
See ya, Israel. Of Seed Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. I thought a minute, I didn't really hear you. Okay, you all good?
Yes.
All right there, Young Lion. So, we're just going to get a couple things going on there, Young Lion, until the time appointed when the elder comes, tells all about the broadcast. So we'll just see what we can get going on. Luke chapter 12, verse 12, and we'll hold on until the elder get ready to tell about the broadcast. Luke 12:12. What it say there, Young Lion?
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you at the same hour what you ought to say."
That's right, Young Lion. That very same hour. Hey, Young Lion, I want to take a look at something in the book of Jasher for a minute. I want to lay a little foundation on it in the book of Jasher. But how do we know that the book of Jasher is any count? We better find that out, too. So let's see. Before we get to the book of Jasher, we might have to make a little detour. Because now, see, the other Young Lion came to the network, and Muslim came to the network. So let's see what we get going on. Then we maybe redo it all back over again. We don't know. Let's find out who all come to the stage now. Brother Micaiah, up and coming teacher out of Camp 1. Yahweh beat you there, Brother Micaiah, Israel, C. Roy.
Yahweh bless you there, Sir Israel, C. Roy. Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh, there, Young Lion. All right, sounds great. Let's see. One of the mothers coming on for the nice taping 10. Mother E, Tribe of Yahdah Judah. Hey, Mother E, Yahweh beat you there, see you right here.
Yahweh bless you, see you, Israel. I see you, Roman. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, go out there, Mother E. All right. And we know Mother Z is at the desk with a pen and pad already. So we'll bring her on a little bit later. So you might as well give us a double portion of that loop. You don't know where we're going in this lesson. So we get us a double portion. Let Bob Micaiah give me some Luke 12:12 also. You never can get enough of some Luke 12:12 because you never know what's on the table and what you're going to run into. So every time you get a double portion, that's a great thing, too. Give me a double portion there, Young Lion, Brother Titus. Micaiah. Luke 12, verse 12 says what?
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say."
And that's a great thing. Now, we got a lot of memos, especially this memo saying, "Sir, now we send you a lot of these messages because we want to be able to tie it in with Scripture. So, but don't call us out. But we got to tie this in with Scripture. So we just send it on your machine and what you just tied in with Scripture, but don't call us out." All right, no problem about that. So we want to hear a lot of things. We got a lot of messages. So here, I'm full of stuff, so we just going to see what we can work with, no doubt about it. And once we know what we're working with, we'll take it from there. All right, good enough. So let's see something.
All wisdom comes from Yahweh, and his Yahweh sitting upon his throne. The reverence of Yahweh makes a glad heart and gives joy and gladness and a long life. It shall go well to the end for he who reveres Yahweh, and he shall find favor in the day of his death. To revere Yahweh is fullness of wisdom and fills men with her fruits. The root of wisdom is to revere Yahweh, and the branches thereof are long life. Have the reverence of Yahweh when you are poor, and do not come to him with a double mind. Do not be a hypocrite in the sight of men, and take heed what you speak. Do not come in truth to the reverence of Yahweh, but your heart is full of deceit.
Semitic, and where it comes from, and where in the Bible we can read about that. Genesis chapter 10. Genesis chapter 10, but it's also in First Chronicles.
Yep.
It goes into the children of Shem. Because remember, Shem, Noah had three sons. He had Japheth, Ham, Japheth, and Shem. Mm-hmm. Shem, when they say Semitic, they're talking about Shemitic. So there are many lines that come from Shem, including Jacob, which became Israel. So when you say it is a broad label, that is, a Chinese man can say, if I say anything against Taiwan, they can say you're anti-Semitic. If I say something against the Arabs, they can say that's anti. Why don't they do that? Are the Edomites from Shem? Yes, they are. That means anybody that criticizes any of Shem's children or Sem, they're anti-Semitic. That's why you're going to get people asking, what does they really mean? I don't understand. It's too ambiguous, too vague. That's how the Most High God is going to use that for the truth. You can do nothing against this truth. You can't. The Lord is already out the bag. All you can do is try to slow it down.
Semitic, adjective, definition of Semitic, entry 1 of 2. Of relating to or constituting a subfamily of the Afro-Asiatic language family that includes Hebrew, Aramaic, Arabic, and Amharic. Of relating to or characteristic of the Semites.
So, Chronicles, let me see something. You don't like Chinese people. You can make the label. I don't like Chinese food. This, your people's food, that's anti-Semitic if you want to make an argument for that. If the Arabs, you say, you know what, I don't like the fact that, whatever the case may be, with something Arabic, you know, I don't like the way that they, whatever, they try to control the oil industry. OPEC, right? You say, those Arabs are controlling OPEC. Anti-Semitism, they can say that. They're from Shem, or Sem, as the dictionary says it. Okay, they left out the word, the letter H. Okay, read that, please. Out of it, y'all, read.
Elam and Assur.
Now,
never trust thine enemy. For like as iron rusted, so is his wickedness. Though he humble himself and go crouching, yet take good heed and beware of him. And thou shalt be unto him as if thou hast wiped a looking glass, and thou shalt know that his rust hath not been altogether wiped away. Set him not by thee, lest when he hath overthrown thee, he stand up in thy place. Neither let him sit at thy right hand, lest he seek to take thy seat. And thou, at the last, remember my words, and be pricked therewith. Who will pity a charmer that is bitten with a serpent, or any such as come nigh wild beasts? So one that goeth to a sinner, and is defiled with him in his sins, who will pity? For a while he will abide with thee, but if thou begin to fall, he will not tarry. An enemy speaketh sweetly with his lips, but in his heart he imagineth how to throw thee into a pit. And he will weep with his eyes, but if he find opportunity, he will not be satisfied with blood. if adversity come upon thee, thou shalt find him there first. And though he pretend to help thee, yet shall he undermine thee. He will shake his head and clap his hands and whisper much and change his countenance.
Okay, well, look, I want to talk about the centuries-old art of butt-breaking. For those of y'all who might not know what butt-breaking is, it's a practice that goes all the way back to slavery, where the slave master would take the biggest, strongest male slaves, the ones that may have been the most forceful, the most rebellious, the most dominant, and they would go through a process where they would try to break him down physically, break him down mentally. And the reason why they would do this, because they didn't want the leader exercising his influence or power over the others.
Yours is a voice of criticism we don't often hear in the United States. Often when there is dissent expressed in the United States against policies of the Israeli government, people here are called anti-Semitic. What is your response to that as an Israeli Jew?
Well, it's a trick. We always use it. When from Europe somebody is criticizing Israel, then we bring up the Holocaust. When in this country people are criticizing Israel, then they are anti-Semitic. And the organization is strong and has a lot of money, and the ties between Israel and the American Jewish establishment are very strong, and they are strong in this country, as you know. And they have power, which is okay. They are talented people, and they have power, money, and media, and other things. And their attitude is Israel, my country, right or wrong. They identify fiction. And they are not ready to hear criticism. And it's very easy to blame people who criticize certain acts of the Israeli government as anti-Semitic, and to bring up the Holocaust and the suffering of the Jewish people. And that justifies everything we do to the Palestinians.
Yours is a voice of criticism we don't often hear in the United States. Often when there is dissent expressed in the United States against policies of the Israeli government, people here are called anti-Semitic. What is your response to that as an Israeli Jew?
Well, it's a trick. We always use it. When from Europe somebody is criticizing Israel, then we bring up the Holocaust. When in this country people are criticizing Israel, then they are anti-Semitic. And the organization is strong and has a lot of money. And the ties between Israel and the American Jewish establishment are very strong, and they are strong in this country. As you know, they have power, which is okay. They are talented people, and they have power, money, and media, and other things. And their attitude is Israel, my country, right or wrong. They identify fiction. And they are not ready to hear criticism. And it's very easy to blame people who criticize certain acts of the Israeli government as anti-Semitic, and to bring up the Holocaust and the suffering of the Jewish people. And that justifies everything we do to the Palestinians.
Viacom fires actor Nick Cannon after he calls black people the true Hebrews. And comedian Nick Cannon is under fire for claiming in his podcast that black people can't be anti-Semitic because they are the true Hebrews, according to multiple reports. In the June 30 episode of Cannon's class, the 39-year-old interviews Professor Griff, a rapper who left the Public Enemy hip-hop group after making anti-Semitic remarks, Verity reported. It's never hate speech. You can't be anti-Semitic when we are the Semitic people, Cannon said, according to Variety. When we are the same people who then want to, we are the same people who they want to be. That's our birthright. We are the true Hebrews.
All right.
the descendants of this settlement, those who stayed where they were, those who immigrated to the United States and to the other countries, and those who went to Israel constitute now large majority of world Jewry. This can be written before the full extent of the Holocaust was known. But that does not alter the fact that the large majority of surviving Jews in the world is of Eastern European and thus perhaps mainly of Khazar origin. If so, this would mean that their ancestors came not from the Jordan, but from the Volga. Not from Canaan, but from the Caucasus, once believed to be the cradle of the Aryan race, and that genetically they are more closely related to the Hun, Ugir, and Magyar tribes than to the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Should this turn out to be the case, then the term anti-Semitism would become void of meaning based on a misapprehension shared by both the killers and their victims. The story of the Khazar Empire, as it slowly emerges from the past, begins to look like the most cruel hoax which history has ever perpetrated. And the world is of Eastern European and thus perhaps mainly of Khazar origin. If so, this would mean that their ancestors came not from the Jordan, but from the Volga, not from Canaan, but from the Caucasus, once believed to be the cradle of the Aryan race, and that genetically they are more closely related to the Hun, Ugir, and Magyar tribes than to the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Should this turn out to be the case, then the term anti-Semitism would become void of meaning based on a misapprehension shared by both the killers and their victims. The story of the Khazar Empire, as it slowly emerges from the past, begins to look like the most cruel hoax which history has ever perpetrated. Arthur Koestler. Arthur Koestler was a Hungarian British author and journalist. Koestler was born in Budapest and, apart from his early school years, was educated in Austria. In his novel, Darkness at Noon, in 1931, Koestler joined the Communist Party of Germany, but he resigned in 1938 because Stalinism disillusionized him. In 1940, he published his novel, Darkness at Noon, an anti-totalitarian work that gained him international fame. Over the next 43 years, from his residence in Britain, Koestler espoused many political causes and wrote novels, memoirs, biographies, and numerous essays. In 1968, he was awarded the Sunning Prize for his outstanding contribution to European culture. And in 1972, he was made a commander of the Order of the British Empire, CBE. In 1976, he was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, and in 1979, with terminal leukemia. In 1983, he and his wife committed suicide together at their home in London. So, by the Caucasus and Central Asia, Jews in the Caucasus. Early Jewish history of the Caucasus. The early history of the Jewish communities of the Caucasus is quite controversial and scattered among numerous historical sources and the oral traditions of the Georgian Mountains and Bukharian Jews. Our rule was quite conducive for economic consolidation of the Jewish communities, but the Christian period saw intensified pressures on non-Christian minorities of Byzantium Jews began to settle on the shores of the Black Sea and in the Caucasian Mountains as a result of the persecution of the Jews in Byzantium and the ensuing exodus, especially at the beginning of the 5th century. So is a Northwest Semitic language native to Israel. In 2000, 2013, modern Hebrew was spoken by over 9 million people worldwide. Historically, it is regarded as the language of the Israelites and their ancestors. Although the language was not referred to by the name Hebrew in the Tanakh itself, the earliest examples of written Paleo-Hebrew date from the 10th century BCE. Hebrew belongs to the West Semitic branch of the Afro-Asiatic language family. Hebrew is the only Canaanite language still spoken and the only truly successful example of a revived dead language. Hebrew has been revived several times as a literary language, most significantly by the Haskalah Enlightenment movement of early and mid-19th century Germany. In the early 19th century, a form of spoken Hebrew had emerged in the markets of Jerusalem between Jews of different linguistic backgrounds to communicate for commercial purposes. This Hebrew dialect was to a certain extent a pigment near the end of that century, the Jewish activist Eliezer ben Yehuda, owning to the ideology of the national revival, later Zionism, began reviving Hebrew as a modern spoken language. Eventually, as a result of the local movement he created, but more significantly, as a result of the new groups of immigrants known under the name of the Second Aliyah, it replaced a score of languages spoken by the Jews at that time. Those languages were Jewish dialects of local languages, including Judeo-Spanish, also named Judismo and Ladino, Yiddish, Judeo-Arabic, and Tajiki, or local languages spoken in the Jewish diaspora, such as Russian, Persian, and Arabic.
They could contribute. But while there are NGOs doing their darndest to try to push in a positive direction, on the other hand, you have top government officials who are doing the opposite, doing everything they can to demonize and to dehumanize these Africans. So you have Miri Regev, the top female official in the ruling Likud party, and she tells a crowd of thousands of Israelis, an anti-African rally in downtown Tel Aviv, she tells them the Sudanese are a cancer in our body. Now, admittedly, she later apologized for her comments. But she didn't apologize to Africans for comparing them to cancer. She apologized to Israeli cancer victims for comparing them to Africans.
Any comments on Israel? We're arresting everybody today. Any comments on Israel?
They got a lot of Palestine.
Ooh. Any better comments?
Remember, these people are occupied, and it's their land. It's not German, it's not Poland.
So where should they go? Where should they go?
They go home.
Where's the home?
Poland.
So the Jews,
Germany.
The Jews go back to Poland and Germany.
And America and everywhere else.
Both.
They go home.
Where's the home?
Poland.
So the Jews,
Germany.
The Jews go back to Poland and Germany.
And America and everywhere else.
Both. Any comments on Israel? We're arresting everybody today. Any comments on Israel?
They got a lot of Palestine.
Ooh. Any better comments?
Remember, these people are occupied, and it's their land. It's not German, it's not Poland.
So where should they go? Where should they go?
They go home.
Where's the home?
Poland.
So the Jews,
Germany.
You say Jews go back to Poland and Germany.
And America and everywhere else.
Both. Any comments on Israel? We're arresting everybody today. Any comments on Israel?
They got a lot of Palestine.
Ooh. Any better comments?
one thing. Those that send him these messages can continue to send them. And the six anointed camps, the voices of a true Israelite, we tie it all in with scripture. So what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to see me online to tell old seer, what part do you think on what we just got through hearing that we should check out? See, that's what we want to know. We clear one thing. The message is coming in. Now, what part will you address what we just got through hearing? Let me see. We'll start with Titus. Now, Brother Titus, what you just got through hearing, what part will you address when you get messages saying, don't reveal who we are, but we want to send these messages to you, then you, can you put them in scripture-wise, but we can document it scripture-wise. So now, Brother Titus, what part with or what you just hearing, we know you were taking notes. So what part would you deal with? You on the clock, come on.
What's part would I deal with? I just got through hearing.
Yeah.
All right.
What part would you?
Okay, what part?
What part of that taping from the answer machine will you deal with? What part they want scripture-wise on what you just got through hearing? So what part would you start at? That's what I want to hear. What part would you? Now, let me get a verse on why I say that. Well, let me get a verse by Mother E. Hey, Mother E, give me a verse, Mother. Go to 7th chapter, verse 3. Or the book of Judges, or make it Judges 7:3. Give me a verse, Mother. The reason why I said that, let's see, Judges chapter 7, verse 3. What does it say there? Hey, Mother E, what does Judges 7, verse 3 say?
Let me get that. Judges chapter 7, verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
Judges chapter 7, verse 3. Now, therefore, go to proclaim in the ear of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead, and there return of the people 22,000, and there remain 10,000.
Go ahead.
Verse 4. And the Yahweh said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many. Bring them down unto the water, and I will try them for thee there. And it shall be that if whom I say unto thee, this shall go with thee, and the same shall go with thee. And on whomsoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go. Verse 5.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
So
Yahweh want us to follow him. And how he set things up were, regardless about how many around you, you have to know who's in your arena with you. Because right now, we're getting, memos, messages all over the country, and what I'm saying, one thing I said, just don't call us out. Just thinking you put scripture with it, and we asked the question with the young line, by you hearing that message, what part of that would you start at? Give me something that you will start on if that came to your desk. Matter of fact, I say, you know, online, take this right here and get back with this group right here. What part would you get back with them on? young lion. Brother Titus, come on.
I'll start with the book of Genesis. I heard something about the descendants of Shem. It's a better, so I'll start with the book of Genesis.
That's what I want to hear. So all I want to hear is what part would you start on. So you will start in the book of Genesis based upon what you heard about Shem. Okay, that's good. That's excellent. All right. Brother, Micaiah, see you, Royal. Now, by you hearing that message there, Micaiah, what part would you start on when that message came to you at CSA? I'll take this right here and get back with them on this right here. So what part would you zero in on? Brother Micaiah, come on.
Well, we want to make sure we have our sons, chapter 11, verse 3 down pat, our foundation down pat. So as I was listening in, I key in on the brothers when they was giving a breakdown, when he was saying something about us being the true. He was using terminology Hebrews. I key in on that first, you know, so we can get our foundation down pat.
Excellent. That's right. Well, that's what I want to hear. See, I want to hear what part will, because once, sooner or later, all this is going to come to pass and all this is rehearsal, and we have to be prepared on what part to when, well, see, you know, a lot of them have a lot of talking, but they don't have the scriptures to back it up. You got to have the scriptures to back it up on whatever subject matter they bring to the table. Because they're going to go back and forth with other nations. But we, as the voices of the true Israelites, got to hear what they're saying, then give them the ammunition according to the scripture. See, that's what we got to do. We got to let whatever they got to say, let them say it. Whatever they want you to do, and based upon, because you got to recognize this lead is for the six anointed camps. But we got to have it down pat. When time appointed, go read in the Bible and show exactly what's going on in the Bible with no hesitation. Just go read in the Bible and get busy. So that's what we're going to, we heard enough to know what we're going to do. We're going to go in the Bible and see can we get something going on. We see Mother D.F. Israel finally came to the stage, so we're going to see if we bring her in and get her on stage, and we'll get back with Brother Titus, and we'll see if we get something going on. So one thing about it, the cry is going to come. Somebody, they need answers now, and they don't need the round table discussion. It got to be a ministry that's able to just go right in the Bible and show you plenty. Point blank, where you at today, this is how you got off into this, this is how you get out of it. It have to be a ministry, because one thing about it, he always leave a ministry, you just got to recognize the signs of the time. So, Mother D of Israel, tribe of Yahweh, Judah, know the mother out of camp one, Yahweh beat you, see you right here.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, whatever. So now, where I want to start at myself, I heard some things based upon, and I need to know what they mean. Whoever on the panel, on the stage for tonight, look up the definition of the word called Israeli. What do that mean? Israeli, I-S-R-A-E-L-I. What do that word mean? Israeli. There's another word I want to find out what it means. I heard something else. Natural. N-A-T-I-V-E. What do that word mean?
And spell it again.
Native. N-A-T-I-V-E. I want to know what that word means. There's a third word. One thing about me, I am a great note taker.
Mm-hmm.
I like to put something. Another word I want, a third word I want. N-O-M-I-N-A-L. Pronounce again. Spell again. N-O-M-I-N-A-L.
says. I need to know what that means. N-O-M-I-N-A-L. And I want to know what this word means. N-A-T-I-V-E. N-I-S-R-A-E-L-I. So that's what I want to know, what them three words mean. So now whenever you get these words, well, get them and say hallelujah, Yahweh. And what I'm getting ready to do, we'll come back to Mother B. As soon as you get these words and have the definition for them, say hallelujah, Yahweh, then we'll stop and get them out the way. But Mother E, look at Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 9 through 11. What that say? Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 9 through 11. What that say, Mother E? Ecclesiastes chapter 1, 9 through 11.
Okay. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 9 through 11. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 9. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 9. The thing that had been is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun. Verse 10. Is there anything whereof it may be said, see, this is new? It has been already of old time, which was before us. Verse 11. There is no remembrance of former things, neither shall there be any remembrance of things that are to come with those that shall come after.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you think? He's saying ain't nothing new on the sun, and right. Everybody that was once here before is here today. But they don't have no remembrance of it. Life has been recycled over from the beginning. So the same people that you read in the Bible, the same people is here today, but they don't know the role they played back in the day. But you will know the role they playing today is the same role they played back in the days. You'll recognize everybody from this book. Now, Mother D.F. Israel, look at what it says, Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 16. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 16. Listen good.
Ecclesiastes chapter 4. Verse 16. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 16. There is no end of all the people, even of all that have been before them. They also that come after shall not rejoice in him. Surely this also is vanity and vexation of spirit.
Mm-hmm. Now, what did you say? What was said there? Saying that nobody can say that people do not exist. Yes, they do. Whatever people you read back in the beginning of the Bible, that same descent is here today. Now, Solomon is the wisest man in the world. That means that nobody's bloodline is cut off. How you going to know them is by their fruit. Don't let no one tell you what these people do not exist. According to what we just got to read, when Solomon asked for that wisdom, yes, they do. You here today, but you may be here a little bit. You don't know that you was in the past, but you here today. See? So that's where we come at. And how we know who you are today by able to go into the good book called the Bible and watch you from the page of the book we can tell you exactly who you are from the pay, from your action. So, now, Brother Titus, because the young lion said he got all three. Definitely. So that's the good thing. We're going to bring up all three definitions shortly, but now I'm going to get one more in, Brother Titus. I'm going to go to the second, the first book, Second Ezra chapter 1. We're going to want you to read the way you see it, and we'll take it from there. The first book, I mean the second book of Ezra. Ezra, Second Ezra chapter 1, and I want you to pick up at verse 37 down to verse 40. Let's see what it says. Second Ezra 1, 37 down to verse 40. Young lion, come on.
The second book of Ezra is the seer, chapter 1, verse 37 to 40. Second book of Ezra, chapter 1, verse 37 reads, I take to witness the grace of the people to come, whose little ones rejoice in gladness. And though they have not seen me with bodily eyes, yet in spirit, they believe the things that I say. Verse 38, and now, brother, behold, what glory is he the people that cometh from the east. Verse 39, unto whom I give for leaders Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, Hosea, Amos, and Micah, Joel, Abdiah, and Jonah. Verse 40, Nahum, and Habakkuk, and Zephaniah, and Agabus, Zechariah, and Malachi, which is called also an angel of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. Now, in this case, what do that word angel mean in this case? In this case, young lion, the word angel in this case is going to mean a word in verse number 39 and on a front line. In this case, what do the word angel mean in this case according to 39 out of the first line? What it means?
Leaders.
Remember, study that. Don't have that kind of pause. To make this thing work, you got to be like a sewing machine. So now, when you read this word angel in this case, it's talking about the first line leaders. So all these going to be leaders that will be recycled over by Yahweh and displayed. That's a word. Back today. So all these here is here today. Leaders. These leaders is messengers of Yahweh. That's what it means. So remember, when Ezra was told this, every one of these names that he named on the left side of Ezra, they have already made their transition, you know, to the land. But their spirit had a 12 verse 7, Brother Titus, Ecclesiastes 12 verse 7. But the spirit of these peoples, that 12 verse 7 of Ecclesiastes, what do you say in 12 verse 7?
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 7 reads, here should the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit should return unto Yahweh who gave
it. Is that? So the dust going to return back to us. What dust are you talking about? The name you got to read. The names you just got to read. All the day dust returned back to the earth. Brother Titus 2 verse 7 of Genesis. So all they dust, and the dust he's talking about is who? In 2 verse 7. 2 verse 7. You got to meet them what he at. So you heard what they said.
So they got to have answers. It ain't but one ministry that can flat out give you answers right off the bat. And that's the anointed, six anointed camps of Voices of the True Israelites. We all prepared to give answers according to the scripture. See, we got to, that's how you set up, shut down the bump the gun contest. When you go in and let them have what they're saying and bring out the scriptures to see if it's so. See? Good. So in 2 verse 7, let's make sure that the Spirit is talking about what? What are you talking about there, young lion? Come out.
The book of Genesis of the heavenly chapter, chapter 2, verse 7 reads, and Yahweh formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul.
See that? So all that was in verse 39 and 40. Yeah. So all that right there. So now once you were able to exhibit that kind of way of teaching, then whoever is needing answers, they know one thing. Now this ain't no everyday, that big talk we just got through here now. That's how you break it down. By meeting them where they at, follow the Bible scripture and take care of business. Now go to Zechariah chapter 1 more. We're going to Zechariah 12 and we'll look at verse number 1. Zechariah 12, 1. Now once you're able to, what you just got through hearing, chapter books, go over there with somebody and you get stronger because when these come up, you're able to deal with it. 12:1. Brother Titus, come up.
The book of Zechariah, see it, chapter 12, verse 1. The burden of the word of Yahweh for Israel. There Yahweh would stretch forth the heaven and lay the foundation of the earth and form the spirit of man within him.
That who formed the spirit of man is in him. So these same men we just got to read in 2 Ezra, Yahweh formed the spirit in them. They went back to the dust, but he retained a spirit in his hand, and he waited to a special time in his within the 7,000 years of man creation. He sprang that spirit back in somebody's baby. Somebody, like he made it plain, in 1 verse 4. Look what he said in 1 verse 4. He made a statement in Jeremiah 1 verse 4 and 5. What he said, from Titus, what he said in Jeremiah 1, 4 and 5.
We're going to the book of Jeremiah this year, chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4. Then the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, verse 5, behold, I have formed you in the belly. Now before I formed you in the belly, I knew you, and before you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified you, and I ordained you a seer unto the nation.
See that? So it wasn't his mommy and daddy calling. It wasn't himself calling. Yahweh already knew that he was going to re-put somebody's spirit in Jeremiah from the past back to take care of his business. So sometimes you have a calling on you, but it's up to recognize the calling on you through the scripture. We know when the calling on you, because you're able to go in the scripture and take care of whatever the circumstances is you go in the scripture. And you be one of the peoples of old, good or bad. Or, because he's 12:18 at Brother Titus, 12:18 of 1 Corinthians says what?
Okay, 12:18 of 1 Corinthians. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 18. But now had Yahweh set the members, every one of them in the body, as it had pleased him.
Mm-hmm. 1:18-23. So how do we approach this? 1:18-23 or something. This is how we approach it.
what you just got through going through for the last 10 minutes, how do we approach this 118:23? The Psalms, what do you say?
You go to Psalms 118, verse 23. Psalms 118, verse 23 reads, "This is Yahweh's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes."
So you see how you create a lesson on the way of creating a lesson? That's what you do. Because in Esther, the fourth chapter, what did verse 14 say? They were going to brother. Them three messages. We're going to Esther 4, verse 14. What did it say there, young lion? Brother Titus.
Go to Esther. Go to book of Esther, chapter 4, verse 14. Read. "But if you all together hold it your peace at this time, then should there enlargement and deliverance arise to Yahdah Judah from another place. But you and your father's family should be destroyed. And who knows whether you are come to the kingdom for such a time as this."
Yeah. See, you got to know you is here for such a time, as this. The reason you here is for this time. He ain't made no accident. So if you hearing this now, you supposed to hear this now. Now you got to apply it. See, this is where that when we tell you something, it's up to you. Don't give a comeback with it. Just make your move to better yourself in it. Don't have a comeback with it because you, the reason you hear for such a time. When people make statements, they hear for to make that statement at such a time. We go in the Bible, it's tied all in. Got it? Good. All right, that's enough on that. So now we're going to the other young lines and get these three definitions, and we see which way we go from there. See, this is a fast-hour broadcast. If 3 hours ever went any faster than this, boy, everybody be happy. I ain't never seen 3 hours go so fast. Soon we get sitting down, it's gone. Look, an hour gone already. Now, Brother Micaiah, three definitions we want to find out what is the origin of these three definitions. So I heard something in Israeli. I heard some in Native. And I heard some in Nomina, whatever it is right now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. N-O-M-I-N-A-L. Now, you got three words on the table. Now, let's find what these words mean. Because when a person comes to you, they got their mouth closed, and you know you the doctor of information. It's okay. You got your mouth closed. You got to say something like, figure out what to do for you. I just can't just reach and grab you a bottle and give you nothing in the scripture unless you say something. Same thing. You heard something. So now we heard something. It's fine what these words mean. Now we can give you the proper medicine according to the scripture on what you need. Because that's what we're here for. All right, young lad. That's enough build up on the clock. Come on.
Okay. The first one we have on the table is Israeli. We're coming from the Google Dictionary. We have Israeli relating to the modern country of Israel, a native or inhabitant of Israel, or a person of Israeli descent. First known use of Israeli was in 1948. And okay, now we have the next definition. We have native. Native, a person born in a specific place or associated with a place by birth, whether subsequently, residence or not. Coming from the Merriam-Webster Dictionary also, from looking up on the Google Internet, one born or reared in a particular place. Two, an or original or indigenous inhabitant. B, something indigenous to a particular locality. We also have a local resident, a person who has always lived in a place
as distinguished from a visitor or a temporary resident. Okay. And the next word we have here is nominal. N-O-M-I-N-A-L. One, of a role or status existing in name only. Coming from the Webster's, Merriam-Webster's dictionary as well, it has existing or being something in name or form only. That's what we have for one, two, three.
Yeah, right. Give me an example. Give me an example about what did he say? What a good word you just said. Give me an example on that word again. I need some more adjectives on that word. I need some more adjectives on that word. I'm gonna see
okay.
which one sounds best what we own.
Okay, I'm gonna give you some examples of the word nominal, of or relating to constituting a name, is like bearing the name of a person, existing or being something in name or form only. Example would be pretty much would be being somebody that just by name, but not that's not who you really are.
Okay, so what you're saying, see, it's not that I'm trying to lead.
Right.
Oh, hold on, in your line. Let me get the old saying in. Is it like a person go to an interview and they're looking right at your application. They're looking directly at everything that you're saying, and they ask you. They already know already because they got the information already. So that's the same thing that sometimes they'll do. He'd be having the information already. But like I said, again, I have to make sure we understand what we're doing here. Now, this nominal, it is a role of statute. It's exit in name only. So somebody, you can be called a nominal. You can be called it. That means self-styled, a so-called, opposite. But basically, a word that we can use is so-called. So you can be a so-called, like you said, so-called something, and this is pointed back at this word called nomina. Nomina means so-called. So you got a people that's a so-called. Now, we just read that Israelis, these are the modern name. And the same Israel, by being a modern name that was formed in 1948, telling you by us calling ourselves what they call themselves Israeli, that is a modern term. The ancient peoples of the land was called Israelites.
Mm-hmm.
But then and there, that's how you take care of business. The Israelis, which called Jewish peoples today, that came into existence in 1948. But the ancient peoples of the land, Israelites, they never claimed to be Israelites. This is where we get caught up by not thinking biblically. They telling you plainly, no, we are the Israeli, meaning we are the so-called Israelites, the so-called Israel. See, by being nominal, we just use the name because you can't help yourself. So we can use your name because you can't show us how to get you off of your own name. It's like somebody telling you, no, that ain't your mama and your daddy. And they're able to make you think. See? That's what they did to you. They tell you plainly that we are a citizen of the state of Israel. And we was formed in 1948. The ancient peoples of the land, which is the natives of the land, was Israelites. We're not Israelites. But we able to duke y'all off because y'all so divided in the brain. And Yahweh told you how you going to get back into this is by understanding what the plan that the Bible has to deal with. It's not by might. It's not by strength. It's about the word. You must
know the word. So when other camps and they call the six anointed camps to get out of this, you just got to be able to go right into it and take care of business. You can't be funneling all around because once you recognize you've been picked for these such a days as is now. And the seer got to find out who's going to 9416. We got to find out who's going to be a 9416. We got to know. What it say in 9416?
Going over to the book of Psalms. Picking up at chapter 94. We're on verse number 16. The book of Psalms, chapter 94, verse 16, reads, "Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of sin?"
That's right. Who gonna do it? Who gonna do it? Let's run and get a precept. Who gonna do it? See now, the Bible tell you who gonna do it. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 6. Let's get a precept on who gonna do it. The question is, ask, who gonna rise up against the evildoers? 300 years later, waited for a certain man to be born, and he showed up on this certain man that we getting ready to read. And let's see how this thing unfolds itself. Think of verse 5. We're going to Isaiah 6, verse number 5, Brother Micaiah. Let's see how this thing works. 6:5, we'll read down to verse 10. Listen to this.
Okay. Book of Isaiah. Chapter 6, verse 5, down to verse 10. Book of Isaiah, chapter 6, verse 5, reads, "Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, Yahuwah of hosts." Verse 6, "Then flew one of the seraphim unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken from the tongs from off the altar." Verse 7. "And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this hath touched my lips, and your sin is taken away, and your sin purged." Verse 8. "Also I heard the voice of Yahuwah saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me." Verse 9. "And he said, Go and tell this people, Hear you indeed, but understand not, and see you indeed, but perceive not." Verse 10. "Make the mind of this people fast, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their ears, and hear with their ears." At least they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their mind and convert and be healed.
Mm-hmm. So all the way you're going to be healed, you got to do what again? There, young man, what you got to do to be healed?
Convert. You have to convert and be healed.
And what that means, if you precept your Bible and second, that was 14:34. What that mean? What do you mean by you gotta convert to be healed? So the only way you're gonna be healed, you gotta to be healed. What that supposed to mean? Let's see what that mean by so you see what we waiting to hear? We waiting to hear when something to be need to be done, we just step up and say, I'll take care of that. I got it. Now what need to be done is the world is in an uproar. We've been created for these days. Who gonna rise up against the evildoers? And how you deal with the evildoers is be able to, whatever on the table, go right into the Bible immediately and address the issue. That's the one that he's talking about. Isaiah up. And Isaiah said, you're going to clean me up, send me. So you got to be cleaned up. And how do you get clean? Let's find out how you get clean there, Mother
How do you get clean, mother? Ephesians 5:26. How do you get clean? Let's see what it says. How do we clean them up? Do we take them in, elbow them in a bathtub and turn on the shower? What do? We clean them up now. Ephesians 5:26, mother. Mother E, how do we clean them up right now?
Ephesians 5:26. Ephesians 5:26.
How do we clean them up right now, mother? That's what we want to know right now that we can read. Now, we see some people that need to be cleaned up. We ain't got a name on the people yet. But it's a people that, according to the Almighty, that Isaiah was to go to clean them up. How do you clean them up that we can read? And we go on to the precept in 5:26 of Ephesians. Talk about it, mother. Go ahead.
The book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 26, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word.
So, mother, if you have assignment to take care of Yahuwah's business, what is the only way Yahuwah got written that you can clean these peoples up? What do you bring to the table? According to 5:26, what would you bring to the table? According to 5:26,
with the washing of water by the word, the word.
You will bring the word. That's what they want. The word. They don't heard of all thing else. All that right now. What the world needs, the one that need to be sent to, they need what, mother?
The word.
The word. So you see what our job is to do? Our job is to get them the word. Now, okay. Precept that to St. John chapter, 15, 3, 4, and 5. Because, and 10. 3, 4, 5, and 10, mother. Hey, Mother E, St. John chapter 15, 3, 4, 5, 10. 3, 4, 5, and 10.
Okay. St. John chapter 3.
John 15, mother. Make it 15.
Okay,
15. Read out of verse 5 and 10. That's what I want.
Okay. St. John chapter 15, verse 3, 4, 5, and 10. St. John chapter 15, verse 3. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Verse 4. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abides in the vine. No more can ye except you abide in me. Verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abides in me, and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Verse 10. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abided in his love.
So, mother, the only way that we can help you, according to verse 10, now you're giving them the medicine they need, which is the word. So now when you drop that verse 10 on them, the only way you can help them, according to verse 10, what they got to do? They call for direction. They all over the place. You see their mind is disembobulated. They see a lot of things on that one-eyed Satan. along that telephone too. So now you're trying to calm them down. So now when you gave them scripture so far, you want to clean them up. Then you drop that bombshell on them and in. Now you tell them it ain't going to work. All that I told you, it ain't going to work unless verse 10 is applied. And what is it? Now break down verse 10 there, mother. Come on.
So it said, if you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. Even as I have kept my father, my son, have kept my father's commandments and abided in his love.
So, but you tell them, bottom line, listen, well, I can tell you all, I can give you all the medicine you want. But if you chose to continue to not keep the Sabbath days, not keep the feast days, not get in where you fit in, don't wear fringes, it ain't going to work for you. I said, we can give you all the medicine like right now. They want us to give them the medicine that they want right now. We can give you all the medicine, but you got to apply it through the order of what we're giving to you. It don't work unless you the first one in, the last one leave. You don't have no fringes on. You're not keeping the Sabbath day. You're not keeping the feast days. We can tell you all that you want. But what's going to happen, Mother D.F. Israel, in Lamentations chapter 3, 44, what's going to happen, Mother? What's going to happen? Lamentations, because see, Yahweh's hand is out, reached out for you. Read past Jeremiah's Lamentations 3, 44, Mother D.F. Israel. What can we read? Backed up with Sirach 35. 15 down to verse 20. So now they call it. They see they back against the wall. The whole world back against the wall. Who they getting in contact with? Voices of the true Israelite. You know what we here for. You want to get out of the condition you're in? Now, what is Yahweh doing? He's seeing you down there doing what you're doing. Matter of fact, Brother Titus, what it says in Hosea 5:15, Brother Titus, what it says in Hosea 5:15, he watching you. Let's see what he's saying in 5:15, Brother Titus.
Going to the book of Hosea 6, chapter 5, verse 15, read, I will go and return to my place, that they acknowledge their offense, and seek my face in their affliction, they will seek me early.
And in the book called Enoch, chapter 20, verse 1, he said, I'm going to my place. I'm just going to watch you. Is that what he say? Let's talk about that in Enoch. How is he going to watch you according to Enoch 20, verse 1? Brother Titus, how is he just going to watch you?
Go to the book of 1st Enoch, this here, chapter 20, verse 1. These are the names of the righteous ministering spirits who watch.
So how is Yahweh going to watch you? How is he going to watch you? Through who? According to that young man. How is he going to watch you?
By his righteous ministering spirits.
Through his ministering spirits. Let's go to 1:13 of Habakkuk. 1:13 of Habakkuk. So the Almighty can watch you, but he's going to watch you through the eyes of the ministering spirit. That means they're going to be the one watching you, and they're going to tell him what you own. He's just going to watch you because he got a claim on how he told Habakkuk, the seer, on what he owned in 1:13, what he said.
The book of Habakkuk, the seer, chapter 1, verse 13, read, you are a pure eye that to behold evil, and cannot not look on sin. Wherefore lookest you upon them that deal treacherously, and holds your tongue when the wicked devour the man that is more righteous than he.
So the Almighty Father and the Son ain't thinking about you. That's why they created the mental spirits to do all that watching. You think they set Israel and people on you?
No, they ain't watching you. Matter of fact, what he doing, Mother D of Israel, 343. Get what his son doing in 343. What is he doing that we can read in Lamentation, Mother? What is he doing?
Lamentation, chapter 3, verse 43. 44. Thou hast covered. Lamentation, chapter 3, verse 44. Thou hast covered yourself with the clouds that our prayer should not pass through.
So why is the prayers not passing through that we can read? See, why are your prayers? We know we're all down like midges. We all over the world down like midges. Why is our prayers not passing through, Mother D.F. Israel? Let's go to 59th chapter of Isaiah before we come to Sarai. Why is our prayers not getting nowhere? Why? We started praying for our loved ones. Oh, Yahweh, do something for my baby. Oh, my baby's this, that, and the other. What? We doing all the things for the prayers, but why nothing ain't happening? 59, 1 down to verse 5. Isaiah 59, 1 down to verse 5. See, all these things have to be given to those that come to you for help. They have to understand the condition of the battle is some things that you must do immediately. And we're reading it now for the prayers to work. Let's see what we read in 59, 1 through 5 there, Mother D of Israel. Isaiah 59, 1 down in verse 5. Come on.
Isaiah chapter 59, verses 1 to 5. Verse 1. Behold, Yahweh's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither his ears heavy, that it cannot hear. Verse 2. But your sins have separated between you and your Yahweh, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. Verse 3. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with sin. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue has muttered perverseness. Verse 4. None calleth for justice, nor any plea for the truth. Your truth in vanity and speaketh lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth sin. Verse 5. The hatch cockatrice woven the spider's web. He that eateth of their eggs diddeth, I can't see what that is. And that which is crushed break out into a vapor.
So if you eat the leaven, that's what he mean by you eat they lies, then you ain't getting nowhere. See, you're supposed to be able to crack this thing wide open, the world. See, you're supposed to be able to crack this thing. So if you eat they leaven, you get on their plane, they level playing field. I mean, you out of the will of Yahweh. So if you eat they leaven, then, you know, you're in bad shape. He's because there's no truth in them, and you got the truth. There's no truth in them, and you got the truth. Now, what that means, Mother, in 1 John chapter 1, 5 down to verse 8. 1 John, right side of the book. So what it means by you got the truth and they don't have the truth. So if you got the store and they don't have the store, then how is you equal with them? You got the store. You can open up when you get ready to let them in to buy your goods. So how would you come out of your store to go see what they got, and you got the store. You got all the goods. So what will happen? So they tell you, we Israelis, we not the Israelites of the ancient book. This never was our homeland. By takeover in the last night lesson, we broke God's land, but we read in last night in verse 10 saying,
two places that Yahweh was at, and you, Bogard, and the places that I'm coming back to and I'm looking at, and I'm reading your Bogard because you don't want to do Bible. Are you these people? Mm-hmm. Well, these people is, you don't want to do Bible. If you don't do Bible, I'm not going to intervene until you do Bible. You're not doing Bible. What's your name, Mother?
1 John 5:8.
Mm-hmm. What you reading? Come on.
You said 1 John 5:8.
Yes.
You like breaking up still. That's why I'm asking you repeat. Okay. 1 John 1.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 5. Mm-hmm. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declared unto you, that Yahweh is light and in him is no darkness at all. Verse 6. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Verse 7. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Yahweh, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Verse 8, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
That's big talk he'll say. Now run over to St. John 12 and let's tie that all in now. Then we can get on back. We can get on back on something else. Now we're going to St. John chapter 12. Look at verse 36. Now he's going to tighten this thing up. Read verse 35, make it sound good. St. John 12, 35, 36. What did it say? Make it sound good, Mo.
St. John chapter 12. Verses 35 and 36. Verse 35. Then Yahweh the Son said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whether he goeth. Verse 36. While you have light, believe in the light, that you may be the children of light. These things spake Yahweh the Son, and departed, and did hide himself from them.
Mm-hmm. And that's how you got to identify yourself today as the light of the world. 14 verse 6, Mother. D of Israel, 14 verse 6 of St. John. So not only are you the light of the world, the only way they're going to get to where they got to get to, understand Yahweh's word, is through you. So you're going to have it down pat. Because he's going to tell you plainly what they don't have is what you got. He's going to tell you plainly in 14 verse 6 where he's coming from. What are you saying, Mother?
St. John chapter 14 verse 6. Yahweh the Son said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
You see that? Have you dropped all that on somebody? Now you got them on their mind. Now they got to come clean when they call and you got the assignment to deal with this person with this kind of mindset. So now, when you drop stuff on them, what you just got through, it's in writing. They gonna have to make a decision. This ain't no feel-good ministry. We'll tell you what you got to do to get to where you got to get to. But we got to have a down pat. And when they come in, let them tell you where they at and go immediately in the scripture and show them the medicine they need, which is the word of Yahweh. So that means one thing, Brother Micaiah, when they come to you, they have to be clear
what Matthew 5:37 says. But you gotta be clear about it, Brother Micaiah. What it says in 5:37 of Matthew.
Okay, we're going over to Matthew 5, and we want verse 37. The book of Matthew 5:37 reads, "But let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay, for whatsoever is more than these come of evil."
So you see that? Don't I, if you in a setting, you're in a teaching position by being anointed leaders, all you want to hear from those that you're teaching to is what again, Brother Micaiah?
Matthew 5:37 reads, "But let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay."
But suppose you go past the yea, yea, and nay, nay. Then what? Then what venture road you on if you go past that? What?
"For whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil."
You see that? Now you see that? So you see what you got to do. That's the only way. If you don't apply the Bible, it's not going to work no other way. And when you're in that position, you got to deal with it according to the Bible. Because it was dealt with according to the Bible in Acts 23 there, young man. So you got to deal with it. Once you start doing the Bible, remember, Yahweh set things up to see what you do to the Bible. That's why he set things up. You see what you do to the Bible. You ever remember it's put in position according to 12:18 to be the way Yahweh wants to be. So now you have to watch everything from the page of the book. And when you see it, you watch it from the page of the book, and you make your calling according to the page of the book. Case in point. We're going to Acts 23, and we look at verse number 1 and 2. What it say?
Okay, we're going over to the book of Acts. We're going to chapter 23, and we want verses 1, and we want verse number 2. The book of Acts, chapter 23, verse 1 reads, "And Paul, earnestly beholding the council, said, Men and brethren, I have lived in all good conscience before Yahweh until this day." Verse 2. "And the high priest Ananias commanded them that stood by him to smite him on the mouth."
You see that? You see what the Bible is saying? Now, yeah. The council was in session. Now, Paul's going to start getting into his feelings. He got in his feelings. And then immediately, verse 2 kicks in. And what activates in verse 4 and 5?
The book of Acts, chapter 23, verse 4 and verse number 5. Verse 4 reads, "And they that stood by said, Reverence you, Yahweh's high priest." Verse 5. "Then said Paul, I was not brother that he was the high priest. For it is written, you shall not speak evil of the ruler of your people."
Meaning, you cannot put on your testimony when anointed leadership is in place. Your testimony was not at that time you was, it's all that I can tell you in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, is a time and a place for everything. Now, Paul, while the council was in place, he opened up his mouth. Then all of a sudden, by him getting dealt with in the council, then something came into his mind in verse 5. Him in his mind, verse 5.
The book of Acts, chapter 23, verse 5 reads, "Then said Paul, I was not brother that he was the high priest, for it is written, you shall not speak evil of the ruler of your people."
You see that?
So you see how that Bible talks? Now Paul had to get smacked in the mouth to be like stuck back into, wait a minute. So now, where did he pull that from in 22:28 of Exodus? Now it came to, after he got smacked in the mouth, then it dawned on him what 22:28 saying of the book of Exodus. What was that?
Book of Exodus, chapter 22, verse 28 reads, you should not revile the Yahuwah, nor curse the ruler of your people.
So certain things you do not do, and those that got an ear to hear, according to Leviticus chapter 5, 1 and 17. Now let's see how many got to hit that free will offering box. Let's see what all got to hit that free will offering box. Let's see. 5:1-17.
The book of Leviticus. Chapter 5, we want verse number 1, and we want verse number 17. The book of Leviticus, chapter 5, verse 1 reads, and if a soul sins and hears the voice of swearing and is a witness, whether he has been or known of it, if he do not utter it, then he shall bear his sin. Verse 17. And if a soul sin and commit any of these things which are forbidden to be done by the commandments of Yahuwah, though he wished it not, yet is he guilty and shall bear his sin.
Mm-hmm. Now preach up that to Acts chapter 5. See, Yahuwah got a way to get world attention according to the Bible. But in the same token, when you know that you got anointed oil on you, been anointed, and you didn't see that, now you know exactly how, that you yourself that heard it, you what you got to do. Now look what happened in Acts chapter 2. You see how this Bible just unfold itself? This Bible just tell you exactly where you're at. And Yahuwah, when you set some up to see would you apply the Bible or would you apply your feelings. So now, this was in the book of Acts chapter 2, verse 37. Acts 2, 37. From Micaiah 2:37.
Going over to the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse number 37 reads, now when they heard this, they were pricked in their mind and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, man and brother, what shall we do?
You see that? Now you see what happened? Now you see what you're ready to see. It's no accident how Yahuwah operates. He'll let something go in for you and see what you apply the Bible. Or would you just continue just act like you didn't hear nothing. You heard it. Now you got to know how to get out of it now. You got to know how you got to get out of it. So right, 38 verse 11. This is how you got to get out of it. Because you heard it. So now you got to know what you got to do now. 38 verse 11. What did it say?
The book of Sirach, Book of Sirach, chapter 38, verse 11. Verse 11 reads, give a sweet song and a memorial of fine flowers and make a set offering as not being.
You see what you got to do now? Now you see what you got. God, dog, I got to go in and now I got to make that offering because I heard it and I ain't say a word. Now, guess what you got to do? For Yahuwah to say what in 8 verse 12 of Hebrews. Now, look what happened to you. See, this is what Yahuwah is watching. He's watching to see if his Bible going to be applied. He'll let something happen to see will you apply the Bible. And that's why we read by Mother in the beginning of the lesson, that when we did finally got to the lesson, she read verse 7, verse 3 and 4 of Judges. He said, Gilead, take him down to the water. Let me try him. Let me show you what you're working with. Mm-hmm. I can tell you who's going to be with you, who not. And the ones that got, you know, got these old personal feelings and all that, tell them, stand back. But the one that's going to is right, let them come forward. Let me show you by leading by example. So when Yahuwah triggers them out from example, it's up to you to make a plot of Bible. Oh, what's going on? What's the Bible saying going on here? That ain't supposed to happen. But if I sit back and let it happen and don't say nothing, God, dog, I thought I was getting ready to buy me a pair of shoes, and now I got to go hit that box. God, dog. Hey, verse 12. Or if you don't hit it hard, look what's going on in 8 verse 12.
The book of Sirach, chapter 38, verse number 12 reads. Verse 12 reads. Then gave place to the physician, for Yahuwah had created him. Let him not go.
What you reading? What you reading? If you're reading Hebrews 8 verse, you're reading what you want to read.
No. I'm at the wrong book. I looked at Sirach again. The book of Hebrews, the book of the Israelites, chapter 8, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, for I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins, and their sins will I remember no more.
That's if what you just got through hearing is applied. He ain't making no move until what you just got through here, I'm applying. If you heard something and didn't say nothing about it according to the Bible, that means that sin's over your head. And the only way you're going to get out of that sin is make a fat free will offering according to the Bible. Now that puts them on your mind, ain't it? Yeah. If you heard it and you didn't make no statement behind it, then that is right there. Now, there goes your Bible. Now, so you see how you learn something on the way of learning something? This is a big responsibility. So you have someone to make a statement. Let's see what you get in your feelings, or we said no. This ain't Bible. Bible means the only thing that came out your mouth is 537. I'm going to travel Matthews. Matthew 5:37.
We're back over to the book of Matthew, chapter 5. We're going to pick it up at verse number 37. We want verse 37 read. But let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay. For whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil.
And that was both been said, but to not to have that offering on your head. Immediately, let your conversation be a 537. Yay, yay, or nay, nay. Anything after that is evil. I'm gonna say something. Cause Yahuwah is watching. You see, man, let's see where they apply the book. And that's why he made it plainly to be read in 12:46 down to verse 50, Brother Micaiah. What it read in Matthew chapter 12:46 down in verse 50. He made it plain. Because he was on the clock. Okay. See, everything he do, he'll lead the way first. And all you got to do is follow his example. 12:46 to 50. What did he say in Matthew?
The book of Matthew chapter 12, verses 46 down to 50. Verse 46 reads, while he yet talked to the people, behold, his mother and his brothers stood without, desiring to speak with him. 47. Then one said unto him, behold, your mother and your brother stand without, desiring to speak with you. Verse 48. But he answered and said unto him that told him, who is your mother and who are your brothers? Verse 49. And he stretched forth his hand towards his father and said, behold, my mother and my brother. Verse 50. For whosoever should do the will of my Father, which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother.
Mm-hmm. And where he pulled that from in 45, verse number 10, Psalms. He pulled that verse. He just didn't pull a rabbit out of the hat. He pulled that from 45 verse 10 of Isaiah. I mean Psalms. He pulled that verse. All you're supposed to do is pull verses. In a congregation, all you do is pull verses. That's it. Pull verses. That's it. 45 verse 10, come on.
Going over to the book of Psalms. Well, chapter 45, verse number 10. Verse 10 reads, "Hearken, O daughter, and consider, and incline your ear. Forget also your own people in your father's house."
When it comes down to the temple business of Yahweh, you got to make a call in the corner as it's written. You want him to intervene what you own? You must lead by example. What kind of way? As it is written. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, down to verse 6. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, 1 down to verse 6.
Okay. Going over to the book of Ecclesiastes. Chapter 5. Let me go pick it up at verses 1 down to verse 6. The book of Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 1 reads, "Keep your foot when you go to the temple of Yahuwah, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifices of fools, for they consider not that they do evil." Verse 2, "Be not rash with your mouth, and let not your mind be hasty to utter anything before Yahuwah, for Yahuwah is in heaven, and you upon earth. Therefore, let your words be few." Verse 3, "For a dream coming through the multitude of fish, and a fool's voice is known by multitude of words." Verse 4, "When you vow a vow unto Yahuwah, defer not to pay it, for he hath no pleasure in fools. Pay that which you have vowed." Verse 5, "Better is it that you should not vow than that you should vow and not pay." Verse 6, "Suffer not your mouth to cause your flesh to sin, neither say you before the ministering spirit that it was an error. Wherefore should Yahuwah be angry at your voice and destroy the work of your hand."
2 Peter chapter 10:17. 2 Peter chapter 2, 10 down to verse 13. What does it say?
Okay. Going over to 2 Peter chapter 2. And we're going to pick it up at verses 10 down to verse number 13. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 10 down to verse 13. Verse 10 reads, "But teach me."
The 17. Take it on down to 17.
Okay. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 10 down to 17. Verse 10 reads, "But chiefly, them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness, and despise government, presumptuous are they, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignity." Verse 11, "Whereas missing spirits which are greater in power and might, bring not railing accusation against them before Yahuwah." Verse 12, "But these, as natural brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things that they understood not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption." Verse 13, "And shall receive the word of unrighteousness, as they that counts its pleasure to riot in the daytime. Spots they are in blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceiving while they feast with you." Verse 14, "Having eyes full of adultery, and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, a mind they have exercised with covetous practice, cursed children." 15, "Which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray,
following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. 16. But was rebuked for his sin, the dumb ass speaking with man's voice forbid the madness of the seer. Verse 17. These are whales without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever.
What is that? Is that 17?
Yes.
Verse 17, now read the bottom line of verse, sum it all up, the bottom line of verse 15. So how you sum it all up in the bottom, the last line in verse 15. That's how you sum it all up.
The book of 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 15, the bottom line reads, who loves the wages of unrighteousness.
Mm-hmm. I need a little bit more out of that. Let me see, I need to get another little shot out of that. I need to get just another shot out of that, you know what I'm saying? Just one more statement out of that. What do you say they love again?
Who love the wages of unrighteousness.
Mm-hmm. But I need one more shot into that. And he depicted a statement. I want to get anybody out of these camps, help me out. It's one word that I'm looking for that I need to sum it all up with. I mean, that was good, but it's the number one word that I'm looking for. Could anybody look down in these scriptures and tell me what is the number one word that I'm looking for? Now, maybe if I grab a Bible myself, maybe I can talk my way into it, because the verse that I was wanting to hear, that sum all that up. So I'm going to see what's
about
to be pulled out. I need the last line on something to sum it all up. If the last line somewhere, though I heard it, but I didn't hear it, it wasn't emphasized. So what word was that the OC is looking for in the scripture that sums it all up? Could anybody look in the scripture and tell the seer what word he's looking for in the scripture? What word is he looking for in the scriptures? Who want to take a shot at that? In the scriptures, it's one word I'm looking for. Well, it's two words. It's two words. And what's the two words is? Who want to help me out?
Forsaken.
I mean, according to scripture now, I need to hear two words according to scripture. Now, who's going to help me out?
Darkness.
I need to hear two words according to scripture. What two words would it be?
Oh, the doctrine.
I need to hear two words according to scripture. Now, who's going to help to speak out?
Curse children.
If you will give me two words. Now, what two words to sum all this up? Depicting what we just got through reading. I need two words. What two words will it be according to scripture? Who will help me out?
All in the darkness of Baal.
I need two words.
That's after that.
So I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna leave that. Where is that? I'm gonna come back with that. The two words. All I want to hear is two words. Depicting what you just got through reading. Although I'm looking red, but I'm just going to let y'all compound on it. The two number one words we said it, but I'm gonna leave it like it is. I'm gonna see what you will. Somebody in the class just find the two words I'm looking for and just bring it up. That's all. I ain't gonna say nothing. I'm looking right at it. See, that's when I know what I need to know. Give me two words that we want that we can read. So until that time comes, we'll put it on ice. We'll leave it like that. Mm-hmm. Until somebody say, I got the two words that sum up everything you're saying. So now, young lion, now back to Brother Titus again. So now we heard a lot on that machine, and now we want to find out exactly where we can help those that need our help. We got to let them know what's written in 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 8. Now, the only way we can help when we start spreading these calls out to the six anointed camps, the only way we can help, we have to be clear that when we read this verse, we know what this verse means. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 8. Bring it out, young lion. And I need to know, Bible-wise, what this verse means. Bible-wise.
2 Thessalonians.
Or Titus?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Chapter 2, verse 8.
Sir. 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 8. And then should the wicked be revealed, whom Yahweh should consume with the spirit of God, and should destroy with the brightness of his coming.
Read that verse again. That's a big verse right there, young lion. Now, that got a whole lot of information in that verse. And we want to take a look at that verse, too. Now, in 2 verse 8, can you read again that, young lion?
Yes, sir. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8 reads, and then should that wicked be revealed, whom Yahweh should consume with the spirit of his mouth, and should destroy with the brightness of his coming.
He said he gonna take care of the wicked. He gonna consume the wicked with the spirit of his mouth. Now, what are you talking about? Let's go to Matthew 13:13. What is he talking about? He said he gonna assume them, the wicked, with the spirit of his mouth. What is he talking about, according to 13, verse 13 of Matthew there? But Titus, what are you talking about?
The book of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 13 reads, therefore speak I to them in parables, because they see not, and hear they hear not, neither do they understand.
Mm-hmm. So when we read 2 verse 8, what is 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 8? What is that in 2 verse 8? According to 13:13. What is it?
Okay, 2 Thessalonians, yeah. Like 2 Thessalonians. Chapter 2,
thank
verse
you.
8.
Thank you, that young. Hold on. Brother Kai, bring it out again. What is it?
Parables.
A parable. So when you read 2 verse 8, you read a parable. Now, when the world read that verse of death, that's a parable you read in 2 verse 8. He said he's going to consume the wicked by his spirit. Something like that. But that was a parable, he was saying. The Bible is a double meaning, and it's a parable. See, when you're reading the Bible, if you read the Bible like the world reads the Bible, you're not going to understand that verse. He said he's going to consume them with the wicked with his mouth. Now, what's his mouth? Then he's going to show up. That's a parable he's giving you. Skip down to verse 34, 35.
Matthew 13.
Matthew 34, 35.
Matthew 13, verse 34 and 35. Matthew chapter 13, verse 34. All these things spake God by the Son and the multitude in parables. And without a parable spake he not unto them. 35. That it might be fulfilled which is spoken by the seer, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world.
You see that? So, what he's speaking is parables, but the parable is somewhere written in the foundation. He said, what I'm saying, what Paul was raised in the womb, all Paul done was follow, well, and he threw a parable on the table. He said, now what was said here, I will destroy them. Read verse 2:8 again. This is a parable. He said, I'm going to take care of the wicked. And he said, this, but it's already been called since when? Since when?
Foundation of the world.
Foundation of the world. Been called already from the foundation of the world. He said, I'm going to take care of the wicked. And it's been called since the foundation of the world, the wicked. He said, the wicked have been called since the foundation of the world. You see that? That's what he said. That's what Paul was saying. So Paul was addressing the northern kingdom and the disinformed southern kingdom that was out this way. He said, this is what I'm telling you now. He's going to take care of the wicked, of those who've been called since the foundation of the world. So that will make them to understand that. They got to do something. They got to do Mother E. They got to immediately look at Acts chapter 10. May 17, 10, 11, immediately. See, when things are said, immediately what you have to do, you got to go directly to your Bible. Think outside the Bible. Immediately you get into your mind of the Bible on that statement, and you look at something that's written in the book called Acts chapter 17, verse 10 and 11, Mother E, what it say?
Okay. Book of Acts chapter 17, verse 10 and verse 11. Acts chapter 17, verse 10. Verse 10, read. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, whose coming thither went into the synagogue, the temple of Yahweh Jesus. Verse 11. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, and that they received the word with all readiness of mind. And such is just a daily, whether those things were spoken.
So when Paul read 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 8, what did the ones that heard it post immediately dump most? Well, they've both been done according to verse number 11. Immediately, they've both been done what? According to verse 11.
That's right, Mother Z.
You heard it real plainly. Exactly right, Mother. I hear you real plainly, and you made it real plainly. Immediately when whatever said, in wherever you at, you supposed to need to do what again, Mother E? Now, Mother E just told you now.
But the scripture.
The sea is the soul. Search the scripture, see is the soul. Immediately. All you supposed to do, whatever you hear, supposed to go read the scriptures, and that's when you know Yahweh, I work with you. Search the scripture, see is the soul. So when Paul was Timothy and Titus, he pulled them to the side, Mother E. And 2 Timothy 3, 15 down to verse 18. He pulled them to the side. And look what he said to them. He looked at what the acts of followers called apostles, the learned ones, and 2 Timothy 3, and this is what he said to them. Because he was part of this act, He was part of this Acts 17, 10, 11. Then when he had Titus and Timothy beside, he laid in their lap Timothy 3, 15 to 18, or 15, 17. But he said, 2 Timothy, Mother E, chapter 3, 15, 17. What was said?
15 and 17, or 15 through 17?
15, 16, and 17.
Okay. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 15 through 17. Verse 15. And that from a child, thus have known the righteous scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through the covenant, which is in Yahweh the Son. Verse 16. All scriptures are given by inspiration of Yahweh, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Verse 17. That the man of Yahweh may be perfect through furnishing unto all good works.
So immediately, folks, when you hear something or see something, you go in the scripture and see what they're working with. You ain't got, you go in the scripture and see. Second Thessalonians 2:8, that's how it's going to happen. The wicked going to be revealed by his mouth. Okay, so that's how the wicked going down. And after his mouth is out there real good, then he's going to come and be the cleanup man. Oh, okay. See it? See, you see what's all in that verse? See, that's what, remember, every time the children of the book go to teach another, it's all going to be somebody over them. You know, if they hear anything that's not right, immediately they had the laws. If you go against, you know, certain, your neck to be cut off immediately. So you have to always be able to discern and how to teach by using the parables. So this Bible is nothing but a bunch of parables, but now it's time to unlock the parables for you. So when they read it, you unlock it through the parables, through the precepts. Now, Mother E, Mother D of Israel, we read, at least Brother Titus read 2 verse 8. Matter of fact, read again, Brother Titus, 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 8, and Mother D of Israel, have me Matthew 12, 36, 37, backed up with St. John 12, 46, after Brother Titus read. And put it on the table one more time, 2 verse 8. What it say? We can read. Come on, Brother Titus.
Book of 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 8. And then should that wicked be revealed, whom Yahweh should consume with the spirit of his mouth, and should destroy with the brightness of his coming.
You see? Then the wicked going to be revealed by the mouth. By the mouth. Then at his coming, he's going to be the cleanup man. So you see, all that is in that verse right there, the wicked. He got to be revealed. See? Right now, we all over the place. Because the wicked haven't been revealed, because as long as we keep our mouth closed and not being able to reveal the wicked, the wicked can continue to do rough stuff. Now, Mother D.F. Israel. In Matthew chapter 12, can you help those see out in verse 36, 37, backed up with St. John 12, 46? What does it say there? Mother, be of Israel.
Matthew chapter 12, verse 36 and 37. Verse 36. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. 37. For by your words you shall be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned.
Yeah. So you got to be very careful what come out your mouth. For by your words, you're going to be justified. And by your words, you're going to be condemned. You're telling you up front. Mm-hmm. You got to be very careful with your mouth. Now, you're still talking St. John 12:46. You're still talking about what did he say in verse 12:46?
St. John chapter 12, verse 46. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness.
Mm-hmm. 47?
47. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world.
Mm-hmm. 48.
He that reject me and receive not my words have one that judge him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day.
So, Mother D of Israel, what going to judge that man or woman in the last days? According to verse 48.
The word.
The word. So, you see, when the Titus read 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 8, he says, read again, Brother Titus again, Thessalonians 2, verse 8 again. Now, we just got through here. Now, let's see if this verse makes more sense. After you precept it, now we can read it again, 2 verse 8.
2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 8. And then should that wicked be revealed, whom Yahweh shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and should destroy with the brightness of his coming.
He going to destroy the wicked by the spirit of his mouth. Now, what was the spirit about his mouth, Mother D. F. Israel, according to you read in 12:48? What is the spirit of his mouth?
His word.
His word. And you see what kind of power we got. All we got to do is put out what, Mother?
The word.
Excellent. All we got to do is know how to get to his word. Proverbs 1:23, Mother, D.F. Israel. So all we got to do, Mother, is organize up under his word. He wants Yahweh to intervene. Watch everybody from the pages of the book. The book will tell you exactly what's going on from the book. Get out of your feelings, your personality, and watch it from the Bible. If anyone make a statement, it's not a yay, yay, nay, nay. Automatic, you know, that you're not in the Word.
Mm-hmm.
You're not in the Word. Automatically, you know that from the pages of the book. You want Yahweh to intervene? He tell you how you intervene. When you make your calling and election sure according to the Word. That's all we got to do. See how plain it is? What you read, Mother?
Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you.
Well, where are we going to find his words at, Mama?
Mm-hmm. In the pages of the book.
What we going to find?
In the Bible.
Now we're going to our book, and we're going to read where we find his words at. Now we're going to read it. We're going to. We're going 34, 16, and 17. We're going to find where his words at. See? See, remember, the ones that's in leadership supposed to talk according to the way Yahweh talk, the way Paul talk, in parables. So where are we going to find his words at? And we know the rules and regulations. So we're going to the 34th, and we're going to look at verse 16 and 17. See, and when we do these things right here, we going to be, Yahweh have no choice but to intervene. You got no choice but to intervene because you're doing
what he tells you. Isaiah 34, 16 and 17, backed up with 1 verse 3 in Revelation, Mother D of Israel. Back to back, come on.
Isaiah chapter 34, verses 16 and 17. Isaiah 34, verse 16. Seek you out of the book of Yahweh and read. No one of these shall fail. None shall warn her mate, for my mouth it has commanded, and his spirit it has gathered them. Verse 17. And he has cast the lot for them, and his hand has divided it unto them by line. They shall possess it forever. From generation to generation shall they dwell therein. You say
all about one thing, knowing his word. It is ready to expose you. That's the right word, you know, word I want. You know, I get more call for me tripping up on the English language, but you know what I'm saying. The point we're making here, he's making it plain, and he'll tell you the reward of it if you apply it, mother. He tell you the reward in Revelation 1:3. He go to reward it. If you follow what you have heard out of tape 10, then he tell you even reward of it. 1 verse 3, Mother D. F. Israel, bring it.
Revelation chapter 1, verse 3. Read. Blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand.
Mm-hmm. You mean all that is in that 2 verse 8? Yes, it is. All that we just got to read is in 2 verse 8. Brother Titus, give me Revelation chapter. Now, give me Ephesians 6, 17, Brother Titus. Ephesians 6, verse 17. All that was in that one verse. All that was in that one verse. So how are you going to read it? Spiritually. They're going to read it worldly. But we're going to take the wicked shortly.
Book of
Come
Ephesians,
on there, young
chapter
man.
6. The book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 17. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of Yahweh.
See the man saying, you got to pick up the sword of the Spirit. And what is the sword of the Spirit? It's what again now? By Titus?
Which is the word of Yahweh.
Which is the word of Yahweh. That's all we got to do. Pick up the word of Yahweh. You want the man to intervene? Do the word. Let's go to Revelation chapter 2:16. Let's see what the reward is. Let's see what the reward is.
Go up to entire prophecy, Revelation chapter 2. Verse 16.
Verse 26 down to verse 29. 2:16, then skip down to 26
to 29. Anti-prophecy, Revelation chapter 2. Verse 16, skip down 26 to 29. Revelation chapter 2, verse 16. Repent or else I will come unto you quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth.
Ain't that something?
Verse 26.
You the man. He told you to repent. He's going to fight against you by the sword of his mouth. And his mouth is the Bible. This is how they going down, by you reading the Bible. You want to take the wicked down? Must apply the method, the medicine of the Bible. You got to know how to precept your Bible. Meet them where they're at. Show them what the Bible's saying. They're going down if you read the Bible. The wicked.
got to find out about that wicked shortly. We're going to take care of the wicked after Mosey give a commentary when she addressed this national audience over 700,000 strong on the international side. Give me one more verse there, Brother Titus. Now, give me that 26-29.
Where's that
26? Because here go your reward. See, here's the point. If you decide to do the Bible, according to the Bible, the word out who to your left, who to your right, you apply the Bible, then Yahweh is telling you what the reward when you focus in on this word. Now, what about who to your left, who to your right? Look what he said you got coming that you can read in 26 down to verse 29. What did he say? Brother Titus, come on.
Revelation chapter 2, verse 26 to 29. Revelation chapter 2, verse 26. And he that overcometh and keepeth my word unto the end, to him will I give power over the nation. And he that overcometh and keepeth my word unto the end, to him will I give power over the nation.
Straight on down to 29. Straight on down. Keep rolling.
And he shall rule them with the rod of iron as the vessels of the power, so that he brought them to ship, even as I received of my Father. Verse 28. And I will give them the morning star. 29. And he that hath an ear, that in here, what the Spirit said unto the children of Israel.
The Israelites. You see that? So you see? You see all that is in there. All this good stuff is in now. Because now you know your reward. When you make a calling according to the Bible, now you know your reward. But as long as you keep making a calling according to your feelings, you're holding back your own reward. You're holding back your own reward. You in that position to hear something and see what you make a Bible decision, then you will make a worldly decision. You say, well, see, you're holding back your own blessing. See, that's how you hold back your own blessing. By not making a Bible decision when you hear things that is not scripturized in the Bible. Then you sit idly and let it go past. You're holding back your own blessing. Now you got to go hit that box, that free will offering box, to get your sins forgiven. You gotta do. He said, the only way you can get up out of that now, because you heard it, now you gotta hit that box like you never hit it before. Because of what you didn't do. Say it to him. Revelation chapter 12, verse 15. And mother, you up next, Mother Z. Come on now, give me that 12, 15. So now you got to hit the box like you never hit it before. Why? Because you heard something. And you didn't make no statement behind it. Not a Bible statement behind it. Because the only thing that's mopping a sitting class is yay, yay, or nay, nay. I mean, hallelujah, well, hallelujah, well. That's it. So then day after, I'm supposed to write it down and get in my black book and say, I need to go back over this a little bit later. See? That's how you take notes. Then you get them on the body and go back over it. That's how you do it. But if you do anything else, it's evil. And if you didn't catch that, now you got to pay the price. So you look in the mirror and say, God, dog, I got to pay the price for that. God, dog. See that? That's Bible. See, Yahweh, he has set you up. As a matter of fact, we're going to take care of that too, and it's just in a second. But what you're reading, give me that verse, then we can bring Mother in.
Revelation.
No class tomorrow. No class tomorrow. Be back on it. It's 6 o'clock. And now, since the time been going back, now you know on these Sabbath days, sun gonna go down so fast now that you better be running trying to get you some word of Yahweh in, because it makes you know it's over with. Once it gets dark, it's over with. Once it gets dark, it's dark. So, you know, you got to get the track shoes on. For some Yahweh. See, all this got to be scheduled, got to be put together. Okay, before I sit down, time to get back up. see? So I got to get me a big battle for the word, because something come up, I got to be prepared. What we read?
Revelation chapter 12, verse 15. Revelation chapter 12, verse 15. And the serpent cast out the mouth, and the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood.
Now the serpent is casting his mouth right now. He's telling you that you African American, Negro, and colored, that's anti-Semitic on you. Do you know that? The serpent is anti-Semitic on you.
Mm-hmm.
By you entertaining his folly. He casting out blasphemy, and you can't come out Monday. The father said, well, why answer your question? Who are you? Why are you for me to answer that question? What anti you? So I'm the chairman, so I'm of color, coming through Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. So how can you call me anti anything? Although you are Hebrew, Semitic man too, but you on the other side of the righteous understanding. Now who are you? See, it's so much can be done, but you got to get in the council of the six anointed council. We got the answers, and we can deal with it. But it's casting out, got you where you're confused. You don't look down at the blessing and the branches. You don't want to wear no branches. You don't keep no Saturday, no feast day. You're not just saying Yahweh. You don't understand that whatever written in Leviticus chapter 5, 1 and 17, I'm here to count for it. Am I on the way out of it? Is the way the book tell me I got to get out of it? Ain't no way around it. So, nay, I got to say something. Because I had something to do with these couple dollars I had in my pocket. God, dog, now I got to go get my sins forgiven. See that? So now you are what the Bible tell you in Genesis 4, verse 9. Now you are your brother's keepers. Now you are heirs of the righteous act. Look here. I'm not planning on spending no money now, no extra money now. Watch your mouth. I'm going to call you now before class even starts. Because I hear something, I'm going to say something.
Okay.
So you see what the Bible trying to tell us? For Yahweh to intervene, then do Bible. Okay, if you do Bible, Yahweh will intervene. All right, we're going to bring Mother Z in, another one of the mothers out of Camp 1, and she's addressed this national audience, over 700,000 strong on the international side. So we meet Mother Z with a loud voice, you say, Mother Z, tribe of Yahweh Judah, another one of the mothers out of Camp 1. Hey, Mother Z.
Yahweh bless and keep you, seal Israel, a royal seed. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Now, the stage is all set, Mother Z. Now, y'all know you heard a whole lot. I know you got a lot of writing on it. But whatever the Almighty wants you to tell this national audience, over 700,000 plus strong on the international side, take your time. Close all
yours.
Come on.
I'm going to read in Psalms chapter 19, and I'm just going to read down to, I don't know, Psalms chapter 19, verse 1. The heavens declared the honor of Yahweh, and the, showing his handwork. Okay, Psalm chapter 19, verse 1. The heavens declared the honor of Yahweh, and the from it showed his handwork. Verse 2. Day unto day, early speaking, and night unto night, showing knowledge. Verse 3. There is no special
neither
language
which where the voice is not heard. Verse 4. The lips is gone.
Yeah.
Their lips is
their line
is gone out through all the earth, and their word to the end of the world. In them has he set a tabernacle. Has he set a temple for the sun? Verse 5, which is as a bridegroom cometh out of her chamber and rejoice as a strong man to run and race, to run a race. Verse 6, his going forth is from the end of the heavens, and his going forth is from the end of the heavens, and the circle unto the end of it, and there is nothing hid from the
heat
thereof. Therefore, verse 7, the Torah instruction of the Yahweh is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Yahweh is sure, making wise the simple. Verse 8, the statutes of the Yahweh are righteous, rejoicing the mind. The statutes of the Yahweh are righteous, rejoicing the mind. The Torah instruction of the Yahweh is perfect, Yahweh is pure, enlightening the eyes. Verse 9, the fear of the Yahweh is clean, endureth forever. The judgments of the Yahweh are true and righteous altogether. Verse 10, moreover, more to be desired of them than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey, a honeycomb, and sweeter also than honey,
the honeycomb.
Verse 11. Moreover, by them is the discerning and in keeping of them that is a great reward. Verse 12. Who can understand him? Who can understand his error? Clean
me from Secret Folly, verse 13. Keeping back the servant also of persecution. From persecution. From presumption, sin, let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent of the honor
from the great
tribulation. From the great sea, let verse 14, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my mind be acceptable in thy sight, O Yahweh, my strength and my redeemer. Hallelujah.
All right there, Moses. Hey, one thing about it. We know one thing. Your mind and your heart is all in what you're doing. That's what it's all about. It's all about step faith. And you give it all you got here. You step your faith. And that's what it's all about. No doubt about it. Now, Mother Eve, we're going to get a couple of verses in. We're going to close the statement until Wednesday. When we read 58, Mother's Day, we go down and read Psalm 64, verse 8. Then you're going to precept that to Exodus 17:16 in a closing statement. Let's see what we're working with. And Mother D up Israel, tell me Sirach chapter 12, 10 through 18, had it waiting on me. Mother D up Israel. Now, Mother E, what do Psalm 64, verse 8 says?
Okay, the book of Psalms, chapter 64, verse 8. Psalm 64, verse 8 reads, so they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. All that see them shall flee away. Exodus 17:16.
They're going to make their own tongue. Do what, Mother? What their own tongue going to do, Mother?
Flee away.
Now read that again one time. What their own tongue going to do?
They shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And
their own tongue falls upon themselves. They gonna keep pushing the envelope. Their tongue gonna fall on themselves. What is that? Who are you talking about according to Exodus chapter 17:16? Who are you talking about, Mother E, in the closing statement? Who are we talking about?
Exodus 17:16. Exodus chapter 17, verse 16 reads, for he said, because the Yahweh has sworn that the Yahweh will have war with Amalek from generation to generation.
So Yahweh has sworn that he will have what with Amalek from generation to generation?
From generation to generation.
Yahweh will have what with Amalek?
War. Yahweh will have war with Amalek.
War with Amalek from generation to generation.
Mm-hmm.
So when Amalek comes and tell you that how you doing this and you doing that, why don't you read the verse, Amalek? Hey, Aren't you not the sons of Amalek, the duke, the mean, the rich ones? Don't you know it's written that us children of Israel, the true Semitic upon the Yahweh, knowing that we cannot together, but we going to have, we're going to have what with you? How long?
Wow. It's Amalek from generation to generation.
Closing statement, Mother E, what's your statement behind that? Mother E, what's your closing statement is behind that? See, when you watch that one-hour statement of conversations around you, when you, like when you ride in your limousine or on the bus or whatever, and you hear these conversations, don't they know for your ears to hear these things from the Yahweh? So they need to know, Amalek, you're going to have war against the children of Israel, the Israelites, from how long again, Mother?
From generation to generation.
And your own tongue gonna be that's going to expose you with your own tongue. So you see that, Mother? Well, somebody got to be able to show. Now they got these dignitaries got to apologize for this and not make contributions, millions of dollars to this. Wait a minute. Don't you know Yahweh wants this to come out for voice of the Israelite to let you know, Amalek. Hey, Amalek. We're going to have war with you from generation to generation, but here's the point. We in the last hours of this this creation. But it's got to come out. So we got to do our part, man. All right. Enough said, Mother. Close statement. Come on.
Okay. Thanking and praising Yahweh for the class. Thanking and praising Yahweh to be in the class. And I just thank and praise Yahweh. I just thank Yahweh for each and every one that's listening and said to them to hold on, don't give up, don't turn back. Because if you turn back, you don't have nothing. You don't have no reward. You'll be cast into the lake of fire. And I guess that's it. Hallelujah.
That's it. If you turn back, you're going to be destroyed. And that's in Hebrews chapter 10, 35 through 39. I mean, that's bottom line. If you back away from this right here, this word, and you don't get an order called this word, the man gonna burn you in the fire. And it's written right there in Hebrews 10, 35 through 39. Now, Mother D.F. Israel, hold that what you got in that Sirach, Kent the Way King, and matter of fact, read 35 to 39 and closing statement. I'll tell you what, since Mother dropped that statement down, you might well put the precept with it and put that down to the side. I have Brother Titus close out with that one. Give me Hebrews 10, 35, my make it 34 down to 39, Mother. Hey, Mother, day of Israel, how about Hebrews chapter 10, 34 down to verse 39 and a closing statement? Come on.
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 34. Let me find it. Hebrews
down to 39.
Hebrews chapter 10.
Yes, ma'am.
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 34 reads, "For you have compassion of me and my bonds, and took joyful the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourself that you have in heaven a better and enduring substance. 35. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. 36. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of Yahweh, you might receive the promise. 37. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. 38. Now the just shall live by the covenant. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. 39. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Hallelujah.
All right. Hold and save that mother. So remember one thing. We can't draw back. If the word tells us this is the way to go, then we got to do it. If we draw back from the word and get caught up in our feelings, we lose. We lose. That's why we were told for the last month and a half or two that Genesis 4 verse 9, you are your brother's keeper. So in that book, the name, them 12 began that name, you are responsible for your brothers and sisters. If they go astray and you don't check them, guess what? Yahweh will look at you. You're not going by his word, going by your feelings. So you ain't got nothing coming. You see that? So there it is. Just 2 months, a month ago, and that's when them black books was passed. That was a setup from Yahweh right then and now. Got to know it, being your brother and sister's keeper. Brother and sister get out of line, according to, and ain't going by the scripture. I got to say something. My salvation on the line. Got it? Good. Close statement, come on.
Psalms chapter 134, verse 1. Behold, bless you, Yahweh, all you servants of Yahweh, which by night stand in the temple of Yahweh. Verse 2. Lift up your hands in the temple and bless Yahweh. Verse 3. Yahweh that made heaven and earth, bless you out of Judah. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right. I got to make a little slight detail there, young line. Give me Numbers, chapter 24, verse 20. I need to make a little slight detour, young line. Brother Titus, look at that Numbers, chapter 24. Real carefully look at verse number 20, because he says that that something based upon their own tongue going to fall on them, and their own tongue is Amalek. We're going to find out now. Well, we go from there. Say, who is that? I think that's what they're going to say. But what we're going to say is Numbers chapter 24, verse 20. What does it say there, young lion?
The book of Numbers of the heavenly tablets, chapter 24, verse 20 reads, and when he looked on Amalek, he took up his parable. It said Amalek was the first of the nation, but it's not an end shall be that he perished forever.
So for Amalek, you find the first of the nation. Now, Issachar's boy, Joel, said, let me get in there in 924. See, listen, the power is in the word. You got to know how to get in the word. Amalek is the first of the nation. So whoever's the first in the nation, whoever is, that you're paying your light bill, gas bill, water bill, land bill, phone bill, you just read into the first of the nation. That's Amalek. You see the Bible says? You know Amalek can't be you, because you paying to somebody. Job 29:24, what it say?
The book of Job is here, chapter 9, verse 24. Read. The earth is given unto the hand of the wicked. He covers the faces of the judges thereof. If not, where? And who is
he? The earth is given to the hand of the wicked. Now, give me a closing statement. Give me 27 chapter, 38 through 41, a closing statement there, young man. Genesis. The earth is given to the hand of the wicked. What's the prophecy on who we're talking about? What are you talking about? The earth is given to the hand of the wicked. The wicked is whoever you're paying your bills to. I mean, put some buck on somebody. The wicked is the one you're paying that cover the face of the earth and was prophesied back in the
7th chapter, verse 38 to 41. And the closing statement come out.
Book of Genesis, chapter 27, verse 38 to 41. Genesis chapter 27, verse 38 reads, Esau said unto his father, Has you but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also. O my father, Esau lifted up his voice and wept. Verse 39. And Isaac his father answered and said to him, Behold, your dwelling should be the fatness of the earth and of the dew of heaven from above. Verse 40. And by your sword shall you live and shall serve your brother. And it shall come to pass when you shall have the dominion that you shall break his yoke from off your neck. Verse 41. Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. Esau said in his mind, The days of mourning for my father are at hand. Did why slay my brother, Jacob?
So when he said in Exodus 17, 16, now isn't this plain? Look what Yahweh said in the closing statement, Exodus 17, 16. So listen, 16 on the count. Do you hear what the man says when you precept your Bible? 17, 16.
Mm-hmm.
What did he say?
The book of Exodus chapter 17, verse 16. Exodus chapter 17, verse 16. For he said, because Yahweh swore that Yahweh will have war with Amalek from generation to generation.
Is that plain, 6 and on the camp? Is that plain?
Yahweh.
War with Amalek, because you are the children of Yahweh from generation to generation. This is the way it's going to be. Closing statement, catch the winds tonight. Brother Titus, what you supposed to say, man? Come on.
I'm going to the letter, Epistle of Barnabas, chapter 12, verse 9. Moses therefore said to Yahweh the son of Nazareth, after giving him his name, when he sent him to spy out the land, take a book in your hands and write what Yahweh said, that the son of Yahweh the father shall in the last day tear off the roof, the whole nation of Amalek. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
So you see what the man is saying? All this been, remember, you look on the right side of the book, it tears you stir. But Micaiah, what it say in 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 8 again?
Okay, going over the book of 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse number 8. Book of 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse number 8. Number 8 reads, And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom Yahweh shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming.
Malachi chapter 4, verse 3 and 4. Malachi 4, 3 and 4.
Going over to the book of Malachi, chapter 4, verses 3 and verse 4. Book of Malachi. Chapter 4, verse 3 and verse 4. Verse 3 reads, And you shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the sole of your feet in the day, and I shall do this, says Yahweh hosts. Verse 4, Remember you the law of Moses, my servant, which I command unto him in Horeb, for all Israel, with the laws and judgments.
Mm-hmm. Now back up to Malachi chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. Back up to Malachi chapter 1, verse 3 and 4.
Okay, chapter 1.
Come on, Brother Titus.
Malachi chapter 1.
Come on, come on your line. Come on. Verse 3 and 4.
Malachi chapter 1, verse 3 and verse 4. Verse 3 reads, And I hate Esau, and laid his mountain
and his heritage waits for the dragons of the wilderness. Verse 4. Whereas Esau says, we are impoverished, but we will return and build the desolate places, said Yahweh of hosts. They shall build, but I will throw down, and they shall call them the border of wickedness, and the people against whom Yahweh have indignation forever.
So all that is in that second Thessalonians 2, verse 8. Psalm 55, 22 and 3 in the closing statement. Catch you all Wednesday night. Psalm 55, 29 and verse 23. So all that was in that second Thessalonians 2, verse 8. When you precept your Bible. You got that, grandbaby? Or grandbaby said, I got it. I'm listening to you. I'm listening real good. Psalm 55, 29 to verse 23. What it say?
Going over to the book of Psalms, chapter 55, verse 23. Book of Psalms, chapter 55, verse 23 reads.
20.
But you.
20. 20.
Verse,
20 to 23 in the closing statement. Catch your wind tonight. And grandbaby. From the lineage of Mother D of Israel, Yahweh be with your seed, Ray. I know you're kicking notes. Catch you in class real soon now. You hear? Psalm 55, 20 down to verse 23. Come on.
Book of Psalms, chapter 55, verse 20 down to 23. Verse 20 reads, he hath put forth his hands against such as be at peace with him. He hath broken his covenant. 21. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter. But war was in his mind. His words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn sword. Verse 22. Cast your burden upon Yahweh, and he shall sustain you. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. 23. But you, O Yahweh, shall bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days. But I will trust in you.
Now, who is this bloody and deceitful man? According to the 17, 16 of Exodus in the closing statement, who is this bloody and deceitful man that we can read? Exodus 17, 16 in the closing statement. Come on, that young lion. Catch your wings tonight, 6 p.m.
All right. We're in the book of Exodus, chapter 17, verse number 16. 16 reads, for he said, because Yahweh has sworn that Yahweh will have war with Amalek from generation to generation.
Enough said. Right. Closing statement is all yours, young man. Take your time. Take 10. Come on.
All right. Just going to close out with the book of Genesis, chapter 39, and pick it up at verse number 27. 27 reads, and it came to pass in the time of her travail that, behold, twins were in her womb. 28. And it came to pass when she travailed that one put out his hand, and the midwife took and bound upon his hand a scarlet thread, saying, this came out first. 29. And it came to pass.